This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Reservoirs supplying the Metro Denver area are well below average and likely shrinking for the rest of the year. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Denver Water serves 1.5 million people in Denver and its suburbs. A recent supply update shows its reservoirs were 81% full on June 15. That's compared to an average of 95%. With snowpack long gone and irrigation season picking up, those levels are set to drop even further. The utility has already limited lawn watering to 2 days per week. It's hoping those types of rules can help cut overall usage by 20%. And if it can't, residents and businesses can expect further restrictions. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
In Larimer County, prosecutors are seeking to dismiss the arson charge they filed against a man after the destructive Alexander Mountain fire. Jason Hobby presented alibi evidence, including mobile phone data, to the state, indicating he could not have started the fire. That fire did more than $30 million in damage and destroyed 29 homes. Hobby still faces other charges that he posed as a police officer and menaced people on the ranch where he worked. The National Western Center has named its next CEO, Kate Girardi. She brings an extensive resume in venue management that includes positions with AEG and the Barclays Center. Girardi wants to bring more community programming and homegrown events to the venue.
Definitely taking a look, especially with the opening of CoBank Arena, to identify some of those opportunities, because in this industry, there are so many events and so many opportunities to drive programming to various events in and around Denver.
Girardi takes over as the National Western Center goes through a $1.6 billion redevelopment project. This is CPR News.